Big potential development in the treatment of COVID-19. There's a new pill, an experimental pill being made by Merck that can cut the risk of hospitalization or death by 50%. That's according to a non-peer-reviewed study. Our Anjali Kamlani has been looking into all of this, and it's being greeted as very welcome news by many in the medical community.
That's right, Julie. People are comparing it basically to Tamiflu for the flu. Ironically enough, this pill was created for the flu, but has been sort of repurposed, as we've seen with other drugs in the pipeline, to help treat COVID-19. That's kind of one of the game plans here from some pharmaceutical companies. So we did hear this morning from Merck saying that specifically after some positive results yesterday, that they are showing that this drug specifically could cut hospitalizations by up to 50%. And that's based on just a first look. And that's compared to, of course, they're doing it compared to a placebo. So the number of those who ended up in the hospital down by 50% there, that's really interesting news. And comes at a time, of course, when there's a larger conversation about a vaccine still in the background. And the idea also that something like this pill treatment is really what's needed, because the only other drug that's really been approved for use is Gilead's Remdesivir, of course, but that is through an intravenous, and so it's very labor intensive. Another drug that has been used throughout the pandemic is dexamethasone. So this would be something really positive. Pfizer also, by the way, is working on an oral treatment as well. So that's a pretty popular strategy right now. Meanwhile, moving on to vaccines, there have been a lot of conversations, especially as we've seen mandates come down the pike. The Health and Human Services Department did say yesterday in guidance, answering the very critical question, can someone hide under HIPAA or use the patient protection in order to avoid answering the question about their vaccination status? And the answer is no. In guidance released yesterday, HHS said that they are not allowed to use that and will have to answer the questions, or cannot use that as a way around answering questions.